Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today over the phone, we're joined by Pastor Angela from the Ascension St. Matthew's Church. And we're going to be talking about the upcoming Fall Fair coming up on Friday, October 11th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it's an exciting event. So Pastor Angela, thank you again for taking the time to come talk with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's get started off with, I know a lot of people, they love events that have food, and my goodness, the Fall Fair, does it have food? And you guys are offering it in a few ways. You have dine-in, take-out, you can get a bowl of soup and a roll for $8, or a quart of soup and two rolls for $13. So it's just such a good deal. And can you tell us what kind of soup you guys will be serving?
Well, you know, I wish I could give you that list. But sometimes it kind of depends on who all is doing the cooking. So I know that I am going to be making a cheeseburger or a hamburger soup. There will be different choices, whether they're meat lovers, somebody who wants a vegetable soup. So there'll be a variety of soups to choose from. They're party soups that will be filling and kind of a comfort food. You know, hey, we're coming up. We're already in fall. So what's better than a wonderful bowl of soup for comfort for our souls and our bodies?
And I have to agree with that. And there's so many good other food options as well. I mean, you're going to have just a variety of homemade soups. Like you mentioned, you're going to have some homemade baked goods and some canned garden goods. And all of that, just, it's so delicious and always a blast when the community comes together to help provide for things like this. And then on top of the food at the Fall Fair, you guys will have an artwork silent auction and a gift shop with some items to purchase. Now, what should people expect from the gift shop?
Well, the gift shop has a lot of one-of-a-kind handmade items. We have a lot of soft goods, such as blankets, pillows, quilts, runners, all these cloth items that some of them have been painstakingly embroidered by hand by women of the church who have been so generous in donating their time and their talent to support the ministries of the church. And so those are some of the things. We also have religious items. We have some crosses that have been blessed and we're proud of the Holy Land. We have some jewelry. There's also artwork. There's just a doll. There is a plethora of different items in this gift shop. And we're excited for that people come out, take a look, and hopefully go home with something that they've fallen in love with.
And then on top of all that, you guys will have $1 donation tickets. And that donating is always something that I'm a big fan of. I mean, it's a way to help give back to a community, and in this case, a church that they give so much to the community. So it's your chance to get out there and aid that church. So let's kind of talk about those donation tickets. Where can people get these donation tickets?
Well, they can come by the church and buy tickets. We're open on Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 1 o'clock. So if they wanted to come out and buy tickets, they can do that. Some of our members of the church will be carrying tickets, and they can always request a ticket for that. They can also buy tickets when they get there. So you don't have to buy them in advance. They can be also purchased at the event. And we have over 20 different donors that have been so generous to provide items or cash donations so that those who buy the tickets can walk away with a really nice prize from these wonderful organizations who are supporting us. And I wish I could tell you all of them, but the list is quite lengthy, and I'm afraid it takes almost all our interview time. But we do have the list of who is donating what on our website as well as our Facebook site, and anybody is welcome to go out there and take a look at that. Our website is Ascension St. Matthew's Price.org, or the Facebook site is ascension.stmatthews.3. Well, actually, stmatthews.3, excuse me. So they can also go out there and they can see for themselves what's being, what has been donated as prizes. And we, for Silent Auction, we do have some beautiful artwork that people can bid on and hopefully go home.
And then I think
we are just excited to have this opportunity. It is a yearly fundraiser for our church. We have been doing with faith and with the community, and we love doing it. And what we do generally is at no cost. So the money that comes out of the fundraiser helps us to continue offering opportunities for the community to come and have meals with us. To go out and serve the community in different ways.
And like you said, I think it's important that the public knows that all proceeds of this are going to benefit the church and the different charitable projects that you guys offer. So it's not just giving back to the church, it's giving back to the community as a whole. Now, Pastor Angela, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Just how much we really appreciate the people of Christ and their big hearts and their willingness to come out and support us in giving back to a community that is, and I'm new to the community, so I really feel the love with the people that live there. So I cannot wait to have this event and have them come and for us in turn to be able to give back.
Well, Pastor Angela, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your day to come talk with us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Pastor Angela from the Ascension St. Matthew's Church, and we're talking about the upcoming Fall Fair on Friday, October 11th. That'll be from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Ascension St. Matthew's Church, located at 522 North Homestead Boulevard in Price. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.